I want to come back to welfare reform. This is a row that has dominated our programme over recent months because it's very, very important. And we predicted this months ago. It's tearing Stormont apart. It's threatening to tear it apart, isn't it? We heard earlier from Sinn Féin's Phil Flanagan. Now, he quoted a report last year from the organisation NICFA. It said welfare cuts will take £750 million a year out of the Northern Ireland economy. But that figure is argued between Sinn Féin and the DUP. Let's just remind ourselves what the Sinn Féin MLA Phil Flanagan said on Nolan this morning.
Well, the figure of implementing welfare cuts is to remove £750 million from the worst of people in our society.
Where do you get that figure from?
We get it from a NICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report.
Right, so the NICFA Chief Executive, Seamus McAlevey, with us this morning. £750 million, where are you getting this from, Seamus?
Yeah, to give you the context, Stephen, Sheffield Hallam University did this report for us. They had already done one for the Financial Times for England and Wales and the Scottish Executive for Scotland. So we thought it would be useful to have a look at what the impact would be in Northern Ireland. And it is the loss in terms of the changes that are made to a whole range of benefits. And it very much, a lot of it affects the inflationary uplifts.
What do you mean affects the inflationary uplifts?
Well, benefits, the uplift in terms of benefit was generally calculated with the Consumer Price Index. And what the government did was they stopped that. For in-rate benefits, they decided there would be a 1% increase. For benefits like child benefit, they decided it would be zero. There'd be no uplift for 3 years in that. And clearly, it has a significant impact. The Treasury have described those as savings, you know.
So hold on a moment.
Some people will see them as cuts.
So hold on a moment. Was I right what I was saying to Phil Flanagan then? When Sinn Féin are pushing this £750 million figure,
yes,
are they actually including inflationary uplifts which were never there in the first place?
Well, I mean, this is what the system was, and the Conservatives have now changed the system, and it means that people who are in receipt of benefit are clearly going to be in a loss. But it is inflationary. I think the other thing to say here.
So this is when you try to get to the 750 million figure.
Yes.
What you need to do is you need to build into that inflationary uplifts that were not there in the first place.
You certainly have to build that in, on a range of benefits. The other thing.
So when Sinn Féin are telling us that this is taking £750 million out of the Northern Ireland economy, what they're not telling us is that £750 million is a figure that you can only get to if you build in increases that were not there in the first place.
No, they were increases that were projected, Stephen. I mean, they were. I mean, government had created
projections.
Benefits
that
were
not taking money out of people's pockets, is
automatically index link. Well, you're taking it out in real terms, because for every £100, you know, if inflation's run to 3%, you've only got 97% spending power.
Yeah, but the money would have been there if things had have gone up. But things were not gone up. That's the point of all of this, isn't it? So even if there is no argument over welfare reform, there was no increase in the budget.
Well, as I said, budgets have been frozen. I think the other thing to remember is, I mean, some people say the overall cost of welfare is continuing to rise, and that is true, and that's because the biggest element of the Social Security or welfare budget is pensions. It's the state pension, and it accounts for 47% of all of our welfare spend in the UK. And what the Conservative government did was protect that, ring-fence that. So what they said, and this is a good thing, we will continue to increase the pension in line with the Consumer Price Index. But for everybody else, no. That ultimately is a loss, Stephen. It might be money that you don't have, but it's a loss that you're going to make next year.
Let me come back to this £750 million figure, because it's really interesting.
Yes.
Of that £750 million, how much of that is money representing changes that have already been taken out?
Now, about £500 million.
What?
There's a very significant amount, and I'll tell you where it is. Tax credits. So people who are in work and who are getting benefit because they're in a low wage, that's controlled by HMRC. That's controlled by the revenue. And it's the same for child benefit. Child benefit in Northern Ireland accounts for nearly 100 million. That's controlled there. The upratings, you know, they've already happened. So there's quite a significant amount when you look at these.
So hold on, because I need to say this out loud to understand it. So of the £750 million that Sinn Féin are publicly saying that's being taken out because of welfare reform, £500 million of it has already been taken out anyway, already taken out, changes that have already happened, and indeed has nothing to do with the current welfare reform stalemate. Well, is that correct? At Stormont?
What happened with Sheffield Hallam here is they looked at the total expenditure in terms of Social Security in Northern Ireland. The report's over a year old. Quite a number of things have been done, and not all of the responsibility rests with the executive. And I think from our point of view as well...
No, I'm sorry, Seamus, but I need you to help me just nail this. The £500 million out of the £750 million, am I correct in saying that those are changes that have already happened?
You're correct.
Right. So when they're nothing to do with the Stormont stalemate?
Not now. No, absolutely.
So when Phil Flanagan from Sinn Féin is saying today to the public of Northern Ireland, welfare reform stalemate is taking out £750 million, that's not true, is it?
Well, that was a total figure overall. But I mean, Stephen,
you've
got to drill down into figures.
Is it true?
Look below.
Is it true?
Today,
is welfare reform in Northern Ireland about to take £750 million out of the Northern Ireland economy?
What we are now arguing about is probably less than £200 million.
Right. So he's quoting your report.
Yes.
Sinn Féin are quoting your report to give their position credibility, repeatedly quoting your report. And actually, they're quoting a £750 million figure. And you, the man behind the report, you commissioned the report, you're saying actually it's £200 million.
All I'm saying is the situation has certainly changed. I mean,
so has nobody knocked Sinn Féin's door and told them?
£750 million overall. But it's been already, as I say, significant amounts have been taken out.
So why are they telling people that welfare reform stalemate is costing Northern Ireland £750 million? Let's hear Flanagan again. Mr. Flanagan again.
The figure of implementing welfare cuts is to remove £750 million from the worst off people in our society.
Where do you get that figure from?
We get it from an ICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report.
I'm sorry, I want to play this again because I just want to get it into my head. If Sinn Féin are actually telling this country today that welfare reform cuts are taking £750 million out of the Northern Ireland economy. Let me just hear this one more time.
Well, the figure of implementing welfare cuts is to remove £750 million from the worst off people in our society.
Where do you get that figure from?
We get it from an ICFA report that was carried out by a university in Sheffield, and it's a highly credible report.
So credible, you're saying it's not true, Seamus McAlevey?
I'm saying it. I mean, that total figure was true. You can't just twist
things. No, was true. It's not true today.
It's not. It is no longer valid today because...
So why is he saying it today?
Well, ask Phil Flanagan. I mean, the spokesperson on welfare that I know in Sinn Féin is Alex Maskey, and in certainly discussions I have with him, he's not reliant on that £750 million figure now.
Are they misquoting your report?
People tend to go for the big numbers, and sometimes, as I say, they're not looking right down into the full report and they're not seeing and understanding exactly what it all means.
But these are our elected representatives who we need to trust to run the country. We need to get on to Sinn Féin. We need to get on to them as a programme. We need to ask them why they're quoting this £750 million figure in the present tense as an amount of money that would be taken out of Northern Ireland because of welfare reform. They're quoting this report, which they describe as credible, and you're telling us that what they're relying on is a year-old information, and that £750 million figure does not stack up today. Actually, it's £200 million.
I have explained to you where that figure is now, and that's simply because there are £500 million pounds of these cuts are savings, as the Treasury calls it, that have already taken place and have been under the control of the Westminster government.
So what do you think should happen? Should the Assembly get on and implement the welfare changes or not? What's Nicola's position?
Our position, and we engage with a large range of our members that are involved in advice, the CABs, the independent advice centres, and our position would be that Northern Ireland could never pick up the tab for the changes that were made. We could never carry on a system as it was, because you would have to meet a £750 million increase. So what we were looking for is that the executive would focus on the things they could do in terms of mitigation. We wanted something done with the bedroom tax, because...
Well, it has been done.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen the bill yet, Stephen. Everybody says it's being done, but we haven't seen it written down. We also wanted to see fortnightly payments. We also wanted to see split payments. That means not all the money going to one person in the household, because if there are problems in a family, that can cause real difficulties. You know, so we had a range of things that we were putting to both Lord Freud in DWP and in Northern Ireland. The minister responsible at the time was Nelson McCaughs, when we had met. And as I said, very much we were pushing for the mitigation, things that were within the power an ability of the Northern Ireland executive to deal with. But we recognised they couldn't pick up the tab for all of this, as I say, what had been decided at Westminster.
So are you saying, Seamus, that we can't go our own way with benefits in terms of the IT system?
Well, I mean, I don't know about the IT system, Stephen. I don't know about all these figures that are quoted about it at all. What I do know is that Northern Ireland, the powers are legally devolved for Social Security. When it comes to having the wherewithal, you know, you can have the powers devolved with you, but if you cannot meet the bill, what is it that you're going to do?
Well, what do you think should happen now?
Well, as I say, from the word go, we've been saying we would like our executive to deal with the issues that they find themselves in. We'd like them to deal with them in a unified way. You know, they should come together and agree things. Even though they have different points of view within the executive, they shouldn't simply say, this is my view, and the other lot say, this is their view. They need to trash out a position and agree it between them, and they then need to put that to the Assembly.
But I'm sorry, and I know I'm going full circle here, but let's apply this to both the DUP and Sinn Féin and the other political parties. Do you think they actually have a proper informed grip on the actual numbers? Do they have a proper understanding of the actual numbers realistically involved?
I would believe they do so. I think their officials keep them well informed in that. But as you know, once you get into numbers, you got to remember there's lies, damn lies, and statistics. And people can spin them and turn them any way they want to suit their argument. So I would think, yes, they are well informed. What they have to do is get to a position where they can reach decisions amongst themselves, because certainly to the outside world, this looks like something much bigger than welfare reform. You know, it looks as if there is deadlock on all the big issues within the executive, and they need to build some trust between each other. And hopefully the talks that are coming up will do that.
The DUP are listening to this interview this morning. A DUP spokesperson has just contacted us and said this proves Sinn Féin needs to face up to reality and stop allowing its Republic of Ireland masters to pull the strings. Okay. Seamus, thank you. Good morning to you.